Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Since it is Thanksgiving week, I invited our friend Jesse Bradley to join us from Seattle. He's got a great story. Longtime pro soccer goalie who is not only an avid fan, but is the chaplain for the Sounders out of the MLS. And we always have a good time when he's on the show. You all respond whenever he joins us. And so I'm glad we could do it this Thanksgiving week. Jesse, I got to outline my essentials for Thanksgiving. Every year, this is how I stack up the holiday. Family, friends who are like family, food, of course, the fun. Yes, the football at every level, high school, college, pro. And of course, we can do the football, the international football too, since that's your cup of tea. And then faith as well. So why don't we start with family? Any family traditions or big get-togethers for your Thanksgiving?
Excellent. I love the alliteration, and family's a good place to start. We have family coming from California, and we love getting together. I have an extended family that's pretty massive, like over 50 people, like Baskin-Robbins 31 flavors. And what's great is we all get along really well, really close. They're going to make the trip up here. So yes, the food preparations have started. And I am especially grateful this year. We just had bomb cyclone weather in Seattle. I'd never even heard of that phrase. But Amy, we have trees here 70 feet tall. And in the middle of the night, we were listening to the trees fall down, and one of them crushed part of our house. So now we're in the middle of all that restoration, and there's insurance. And I am just so grateful that it didn't fall 30 degrees in a different direction and come through our bedrooms. And so to have this Thanksgiving, you know, you count every blessing at Thanksgiving time. And to be with family, to have us all healthy right now, it's a good time to just stop and give thanks. And also, you know, just as a reminder, kind of going deep right away, but I just led a funeral, and it was a dad who died unexpectedly. And I care about that family so much. So if you have family and you're getting together, just enjoy them, love them, affirm them, build them up. Don't let it get weird. Don't throw out the question, who did you vote for and why in the election? You know, that could take it the wrong direction. But just enjoy that time together, and we're definitely looking forward to it. The kids are just counting the time down. Everyone's got their favorites. My wife is from Iowa, so she makes this corn casserole. It's incredible. My mother will come in. They'll be a great team. I don't add a lot of skills, so I tend to just tell me what you want me to do, you know. But I'm very appreciative for all the food, and I'm a raving fan. The kids have even noticed. They're like, wow, mom's really going all out. It's only Monday. Everyone's favorite food's going to be there.
I actually asked my third, fourth, and fifth graders this question on Sunday morning. What's your favorite side? And I got all kinds of different answers. So what's your favorite side with the turkey?
Well, I was going to go right for the pie with the ice cream when you were saying favorite. So I'll eat enough sides, but I'm going for turkey and pie. That's my 1-2 punch right there.
We're always excited to have our friend Jesse Bradley with us here on After Hours with Amy Lawrence, longtime pro soccer goalie, now a pastor, an author, a speaker, and a chaplain. I know you get really excited about MLS and your role in Seattle. Will you incorporate Thanksgiving into this part of the year?
Yes, and we're giving thanks because Seattle is in the final four teams, want to win another MLS Cup. We've got to go down to L.A. this weekend. In the LA Galaxy, if you know soccer, they've won 5 titles. We've won 2. And on the other side, you've got Orlando in the New York City Red Bulls. Never won it before. So the action's heating up. But we just beat LAFC, which is a total surprise. We went down there. Not surprise for us, but for the rest of the nation. And the guys just really stepped up. A lot of character and came through with a big victory. Now, you might be thinking, if you don't follow soccer, like, what about Messi? Where's Messi? So Messi in Miami actually lost, kind of the joke, and it's a 100% joke, is that, you know, Messi can win the World Cup, he can win the European Championships, but the caliber of the MLS, like, it was just too much. He's not quite there yet. Maybe someday. and that's a joke. That's tongue-in-cheek, because the MLS has improved significantly. It's a much stronger league. But we did think Messi would still be around. He's not. The defending champs, Columbus, they got knocked out. LAFC's knocked out. So if you like some chaos, if you like Cinderella stories, like, this is the time to check out the next couple weeks. And we got the final four teams. It's a little bit like, you know, in the NCAA tournament when the upsets start to happen. Like, we've got a 7 seed, a couple 4 seeds right now, and it's literally anyone's championship. But as a chaplain, we're going to host. Seattle will host if we win this next game. So I'm looking forward to, right here in Seattle, MLS Cup. Amy, you're invited to come out. And everyone can jump on the Sounders bandwagon. We got a lot of room for everyone.
And since the last time we spoke, the United States Soccer Federation has finally found a coach for the men's team with the World Cup on the horizon. What's your reaction to the hire?
Mauricio is an outstanding coach. He, in every level, whether it's youth soccer, you know, youth sports, high school, college, or the men's national team, the coach sets the culture. And the coach is the one who's going to raise the bar, and you're going to see an excellence with this team. He's coached at PSG, which is a top club in France, Chelsea, Tottenham. He's succeeded in every level. So what you're going to see is more attractive soccer, more creativity. I think the attack is going to be better. For those of you who don't like soccer and you're always wanting more goals, more action, like, I think this coach is going to bring it. And the World Cup is only a year and a half away.
Whoa.
The countdown starts. Seattle is a host city, so I got to start working on tickets. But the World Cup is watched by 5 billion people. There's 8 billion in the world. Over 5 billion people watch the World Cup. So even if you're not a soccer fan, you've got to admit that's some serious momentum. I mean, that makes Super Bowl attendance look kind of minor league comparing. Just saying. But World Cup overall is building up. This coach had a challenge because there's no major tournaments before the World Cup. So he's going to be flying kind of under the radar. But right now in America, we have so many of the top players playing in the very best leagues in the world. And these leagues are much better than the MLS even. But, you know, we've got 4 players playing in Italy, including, you know, Pulisic and Musa playing for AC Milan, which is, you know, a world-famous club. We've got players in the Premier League, which is in England, Mexico, Holland. You know, you name the country and the very best teams, and that's where our national team players are competing every week. And we haven't been able to say that in the past. So youth soccer is much stronger. College soccer is more competitive. And we're literally sending players to the very best teams in the world. And there's no substitute for that competition. So our players are no longer in awe of the other teams. And they want to do really well on their home field. Being able to host the World Cup is amazing. So American soccer, if you were buying stock, this would be a good time right now to invest, because there's a lot on the rise right now, and there's a lot of reasons to be hopeful.
I can imagine, just like greater society, there are some within MLS or the game that you played internationally when you were a pro goalie. Some care about faith, others not so much. So what is your role of chaplain when you're trying to reach the entire squad and not just, say, a few?
That's right. You know, as a chaplain, you're there to serve. And everyone on the team is going through difficult stuff. It could be a tragedy, it could be an injury, making some big life decisions, trying to figure out marriage, family. It could be that they want to grow in their faith, or they're just trying to stay positive. They've had a tough season. So meet people where they are. And some of them want a lot more prayer. Some of them want to talk about their faith a lot more. Other ones, they're going to be more private. And I think there's a lot of love. There's a lot of respect. There's zero pressure. As a chaplain, you're there to serve people. You're not asking for something. And in an athlete's world, almost everybody wants something. You know, free tickets, an autograph, your time. And a chaplain's just there to say, what do you need? And there's no strings attached. There's no agenda. And what happens is you build trust, and trust is the core of every great relationship. And when people know there's authenticity and you bring a love, now they're going to trust, now they're going to open up, and there could be healing in their lives. You know, athletes have to carry themselves very strong because coaches are watching them. They're looking for confidence. Their teammates are watching them. They're competing for starting time or playing time. And then you also have the other team that's trying to get advantage. And you have the fans. And then you have the media that attacks. And you've got all these different settings, and you always have to present well, like you have it all together. And where can an athlete go where they can just let their guard down and be honest? And when that happens, that's where there's a restoration. That's where there's a strengthening. You know, that's where there's a healing. I like to say there's not a healing until revealing. And when we go honest, not kind of honest, not pretty honest, but you know, in relationships, when you go on that most honest level, like that's when the best stuff happens. So if we can be honest and humble, we build each other up. There's safe places to talk about difficult stuff. And then, you know, for me, I didn't follow God. I was an atheist, and I didn't want anything to do with God. And then I went to Dartmouth College, and I took a religion class, and all of a sudden I'm learning this stuff. And I'm reading the Bible for the first time, and I'm like, who is this Jesus? And I end up following him because really, I mean, it was both facts, but also my heart, and I didn't see that coming. So I know what that's like to be on that journey, too, where you kind of have questions. You want a safe place to kind of kick the tires. And all that can happen as well. So there's on the field and off the field. And for me, when faith came into my life, it took pressure off me as a goalie. And I realized my identity is not performance-based. And now that's true for all of us. You know, in America, we like to ask, what do? But who you are is not what you do. And there's a difference. And an athlete's world's a roller coaster ride between, you know, what's the media saying? How are they performing? How are they viewing themselves, their confidence, their emotions? And you take all that, and it's like you need a secure identity. You want your house on the rock and not the sand. And I started to enjoy sports more. I started to enjoy soccer more because all of a sudden it wasn't first in my life. It was kind of in its rightful place. And so that freed me up on the field. Instead of those big games kind of white knuckle, now I can just enter in, and it's like it's a game, and I'm going to enjoy it. The joy is what I like to talk about. And, you know, before games, I'll just remind the players of the joy because pressure's starting to build. It's like, well, why did you start playing this game? What have you had at every level of this game? Like, it's the joy. We play with the joy, and we play together, and we play as a team. I always say sports teach you about life. And that's why the great coaches, they're far more than just teaching you, you know, strategy or technical skills. They're teaching you about life. And the great coaches are mentors. They're almost father figures or mother figures, and they instill things. I still keep in touch with my college coach. Why? Because we're doing life together. He taught me about life, and it's relationship. That's what you have when your career ends. And soccer career short, but learning about life, and then coaches, chaplains, they get to use soccer as an opportunity to talk about the truth of life, which is about relationships, teamwork, unselfishness, we over me. Amy, I got to admit, when we finish chapel, I just want to go out there and play. I'm like, you know, give me a 10-day contract. It's really fun in this role.
Jesse Bradley is with us from Seattle on the eve of Thanksgiving. Here we go. It's one of my favorite weeks of the year. And I feel like there's a way to connect these two worlds here. So follow me, Jesse. When we are sports fans or athletes, a lot of times we need to link and latch on to hope, because if we don't have hope that our teams are going to do well, then it feels like the season is lost, or what's the point of paying any attention to it whatsoever? Same thing with athletes. When you compete, there's always this hope and this belief that you can win, that you can make a difference, that your role can be significant. So this Thanksgiving week, where can we offer hope to people?
That's right. Hope starts, you know, with Thanksgiving. If you think about gratitude and how powerful it is, Amy, there's been so much research done, but physically, okay, when you think of your heart health, less diseases, lower blood pressure, less inflammation, like all that's tied to gratitude. And then mental health, less stress, less anxiety, less discouragement. I mean, even there's research, your immune system strengthened, you sleep better. Then relationally, who wants to hang out with someone that's complaining all the time? None of us are looking for that person. But when someone's grateful, like, you just want to, it's contagious. It's caught. It's not just taught. And then with faith too, you know, being thankful from the Jewish culture and the Psalms, enter God's presence with thanksgiving, to give thanks at all times and all circumstances. It doesn't mean all circumstances are good. So your team might lose. You might be out with an injury for a few weeks. It might be a frustrating time. But I like to say gratitude is intentional. It's a choice. And there's always a lot to be thankful for. You can either focus on the darkness or the light. You can focus on what's wrong, or you can focus on what's good. A lot of people want what they don't have, but gratitude is to want what you do have. And just start giving thanks for the things you have and the people in your life. Mm. And you're married recently, Amy. When you start to thank your spouse for their strengths, instead of just focusing on their weaknesses, or you thank them for what they're doing, or, you know, in prayer, you're thanking God for the people in your life, your kids, like, it changes you on the inside. It changes your perspective and the way you see people. When my career ended tragically and I was fighting for my life for a year, took 10 years to fully recover, I started, well, now I call it gritty gratitude. It's giving thanks when you don't feel like it. And, you know, I grew up on the campus, University of Minnesota, Big Ten, and I literally made a Big Ten list. That every day, like a gratitude list, I would write down 10 things I'm thankful for. And that takes like 5 minutes. But that kept me from going in the ditch in terms of losing hope, misplacing hope, my mind, my thoughts, the negative cycles and patterns. My life will never go anywhere. There might be some fans out there that are watching teams that haven't won the Super Bowl or haven't won the World Series in many, many years. Like, think of the Cubs fans. Like, my dad lives in Chicago. It's like they never gave up hope. Like, finally, hope fulfilled. You got to be patient with sports. There's not always fair calls. Your team might not pay for the big talented players and not have the deep pockets from other teams. Like, sports aren't fair. If you're looking for fair, sports probably aren't your thing. If a lot of times in life, it doesn't feel fair.
Right.
But don't let other people have too much power. Don't have situations too much power. No one can take away the most important stuff. You can always love your neighbor. You can always be grateful. You can always receive God's love. You know, you can always work hard. These are the choices that we make every day. We're learning that in America right now. It's like, we need to be part of the solution. You can't just sit back and wait for some government to fix everything. Gratitude is a great starting point, and starting to appreciate each other. And even if we disagree, let's love each other. Like, that perspective brings a lot of hope. We started 28 Days of Hope, which on our website, justchoosehope.org. How do you receive hope and give hope every day? Real practical roadmap. Hope is not ambiguous. It's not fleeting. Hope is not vague. Hope is available. Hope is very personal. And ultimately, we can live with that indestructible hope, like an anchor in our lives that cannot be taken or shaken. And that's what we need to walk through the challenging times that we face, we all face. But we're going to overcome. And there's a hope stronger than our challenges.
JustChooseHope.org. Great opportunity to investigate what hope is all about and how you can find it and where you can generate it in your own life and for the people that you care about. at Jesse J. Bradley. Jesse's a former pro soccer goalie, also a pastor and a speaker. Every now and then I'll see him do a YouTube interview or a big TV network interview, and the chaplain of the Sounders. And so I wish you a happy Thanksgiving, and thank you for coming on the show again.
I always enjoy it, Amy. And, you know, you have an incredible audience that walks with you late at night. They're just checking out the show. Thanks for your energy, your enthusiasm, sports people. You always make it fun. And just keep, you know, I think you've been consistent for like 12 years now, and just tremendous job. So thank you for making it about more than just sports, and truly how you inspire in what you're doing, Amy.